Natua smiled pleasantly.
The Stara will be of great help if we come across anything written in the ancient Sith language. And she might recognize many things that would mean nothing to the rest of us.
In other words,
Ben snapped,
you don't trust her. So you're finding a job that doesn't force her to choose between us and ship.
That's not true,
Natua started to say, but Vistara placed a hand on the Faline's arm.
Yes, it is,
she said, looking at Luke evenly.
And he's right to do so. You can't risk anything going wrong if you run across ship. And the truth of the matter is, I can help if we run across any Sith artifacts. I can help a great deal. So the logical position for me is to send me with a small group to explore the caves, where I can be an asset, rather than track down ship, where I might be a liability. I would have made the same decision.
Yeah?
Ben was still upset.
Well, I wouldn't have.
You're not the Grand Master,
Vistara said.
He can't afford to trust me.
Vistara,
said Luke, and his voice and demeanor were kind.
It really isn't a matter of trust. Not this time, nor about your feelings toward ship.
She gave him a skeptical glance.
Think about it for a moment,
he continued. He wanted her to understand why he was doing this. If she understood his reasoning and agreed with it, she would take another step along the path to the light.
We all know how seductive the pull of the dark side can be, and you grew up steeped in it. Now you've made the decision to turn your back on the dark side. And I know, believe me, how hard that can be. If I let you come with us, you're going to be tempted as never before. It's not just ship. It's the whole miasma of the place. I've never seen anything like it, and that makes me very wary of it.
I have been to Korriban and Drummond Kos,
she said. Her voice was calm, but Luke could feel her disappointment, her shame at being thought so weak and untrustworthy.
I did not falter there, did I?
No, Luke agreed readily.
You didn't, and that's why I'm giving you a chance at all to become a Jedi.
But this isn't a fair test of your will. Not right now. It would be like asking a newly recovering spice addict to go to a party where the stuff was everywhere.
I will have to do so eventually if I become a Jedi. I will not hide away simply to avoid challenges.
You're not. You've already faced two very strong tests. You knew that even Master Kyle Katarn fell to the dark side on Drummond Kos. It's because I do believe you have a chance that I don't want you anywhere near that place. I don't want to set you up to fail. Trust me, the last thing I want right now is to have to cut you down in front of my son. Or have Ben forced to make that choice.
Vistara turned to look at Ben. He didn't flinch from her brown gaze. They all knew he would indeed do so if it came to it.
You can't run before you can walk,
Luke said. He made sure there was no censure in his voice or expression, or, indeed, even in his force presence.
And I would be a poor teacher if I asked that of you. I agreed to train you in the ways of the Jedi. If you still wish me to do so, then consider this your first order from your master.
She bit her lower lip, then she nodded.
I do not like it, but I understand. If I was willing to obey Lady Rhea when she was my master, who cared nothing for me other than how she could use me, I will certainly obey you.
Ben's pride in Vistara was like a small sun. She still stood at attention, but Luke saw her lips curve in the slightest of smiles.
Obedience is seldom fun, but it is necessary. Knowing that you, Ben, and Natua will be away from this maelstrom of energy eases my mind. Thank you for understanding, Vistara. We'll calm you if anything happens, and keep us posted if you find anything that will help us.
Of course, sir.
She nodded at him.
Luke gave Ben a final concerned, affectionate glance, and started off with his Jedi toward a city more full of concentrated dark side energy, of hate and anger and fear and violence than anything Luke Skywalker had known before.